In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
This came out last week. The Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame, is down to its 25 semifinalists. And my immediate reaction wasn't even to look at the list. My immediate reaction was to say, I'm really glad we don't have to worry about this with Andre Johnson anymore. I'm glad we don't have to worry about bringing up the fact that Reggie Wayne had Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison and Edgerrin James, Hall of Famers themselves. Torrey Holt had Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, Hall of Famers, and that Andre Johnson had not those guys.
The wide receiver log jam and kind of the multiple different ways you could slice all of that, that had the potential to be really, really annoying for multiple years if Andre hadn't gotten in. So yes, we don't have to worry about any of that.
Really glad we don't have to worry about that anymore. Really, really glad. It's an interesting group. I have become resigned to the fact that Eli Manning has a really good shot of getting in, just based purely on the lack of. I hate doing this with Hall of Famers because they're all phenomenal. These are 25 immortals here, but like that's. I almost feel like they want to have a headliner every year, you know, and there are a ton of great players on here. If it's not Eli, I don't know who the headliner is. I'll tell you the guy who I think should be the biggest lock to make it on here, and it's probably Luke Kuechly. That guy was a first-team All-Pro. He retired early, right? He retired with some tread still left on the tire, but he was a first-team All-Pro nearly every year he played in the NFL.
I met him very, very briefly at the Super Bowl this year, and I was kind of shocked by how big he is. That's
he look big and on
No, and he has like and he has glasses and he kind of just squirrely around. He never struck me, but it's I guess I'm getting more like that as I get older and as I get smaller. I'm like, oh, these NFL players are actually pretty big.
Well, you're smaller now, so
I will say amongst the Hall of Famers. That's a pretty consistent thought I have, which is usually when you meet most people when they meet NFL linemen. I mean, I don't know about most people, but when you meet a guy just in street clothes and he's by himself, he's not surrounded by other offensive linemen. A lot of times people are like, oh, he's not as big as I thought he'd be. Guys like J.J. Watt, Luke Kuechly, Elvin Bethea, any of these guys, you know, Bruce Matthews, when you meet them in person, you're like, oh, this is a different type of human being.
Yeah.
This is like, these are guys, this is just like genuinely, I don't know if they're the same species as me.
Right.
They're just larger. They just got big. Like JJ, I always felt, JJ could have easily been a 340-pound offensive tackle and not looked fat. You know, he's just got a bigger frame than even other really good football players.
Yeah.
So Keekly's a little bit like that.
Kuechly, yeah. I think Kuechly should be the biggest lock. I think Eli's going to make it. I've come to grips with that. Eli, other than the two Super Bowls, is the definition of average. Like, he literally has a 500 career record. He's 117 and 117. In his career as a starting quarterback. Like, he's the definition of the middle of the road, you know?
I'm stacking him up next to Joe Flacco right now. Because Joe Flacco's the other guy who had one very notable Super Bowl run.
Yeah.
Where, man, he made some awesome plays. He also, on that Super Bowl run, checked down to a screen on 4th and 20 that ended up working out for him.
Happens.
But he also made some incredible throws that were above and... above and beyond what he had done as a regular season quarterback anywhere else in his career. And I feel like Eli is that same guy. I mean, you look at Joe Flacco, they have about an identical QB rating. Mm-hmm. Flacco threw fewer interceptions, but in fewer games. Yeah. But I think it was still a much lower interception
Very
rate.
Very similar players.
Pass yards per game, it's like just about the same. All of these things. And the biggest difference is that Eli had four, count them. We're talking about a quarterback here. Four Pro Bowls in his entire career.
His whole career. And he played
no
a long
all
time.
Pros.
Right.
Like, he was never regarded as one of the best quarterbacks in the game.
No.
While he was an active quarterback. He just had a couple of incredible throws in a couple of Super Bowls. And now, I feel like if you're going to let Eli in because of that, you got to put Justin Tuck in. Like, Justin Tuck was a better player at his position than Eli Manning was at his.
On both those teams.
But was also an awesome in the Super Bowls.
Yeah.
You know, Ozzie Umenyora might as well get a Super Bowl because he might as well get a Hall of Fame bid. Because I think he was better at his position than Eli Manning was at his.
Quarterbacks,
so why
man.
Is the quarterback the guy that gets to make the Hall of Fame simply because of a couple of performances in Super Bowls?
It's the marquee position. You know, it's just it's quarterback. And he's royalty, man. You know, he's a Manning.
Joe Flacco, way more rushing touchdowns than Eli Manning. That's disgusting, Eli Manning. How does Joe Flacco have 16 rushing touchdowns?
Joe Flacco is still playing. Eli Manning, broadcaster. So I think Eli's making it.
Is it unfair that, like, I'm just assuming that Joe Flacco won't be in the Hall of Fame conversation?
I don't think he belongs anywhere near the Hall of Fame conversation.
My argument against Eli was when
I don't think Eli belongs in the Hall of Fame either.
On the Manning cast, I don't know if Eli even knows where the Hall of Fame is. I played in a Hall of Fame game against Eli Manning. No, wait. Oh no, that wasn't Eli yet. Never mind. So this is the thing. I was watching the Manning cast, a clip of the Manning cast. It was the play that was called back because of Laramie Tunsil's illegal man downfield. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen a quarterback fumble through what the actual rule was on something that I thought every quarterback would know. Eli Manning looked like he was just now learning about illegal man downfield. You talk about being in command of everything. And this is why I couldn't figure out. The next day after that game, we had multiple texts of people saying, like, well, why was it illegal man downfield when the pass was behind the line of scrimmage? And I'm like, why are people saying that? And I watched this clip from Eli, and it's because Eli said it.
He was planting confusion.
It's like, well, what? But it was behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Like, yes, like every damn screen, Eli. What the hell are you talking about? That specifically screens when it matters the most, which are usually behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about, Eli? Based on that, he can't get into the Hall of Fame. I'm going to have John McClain bring that clip up when he argues
with you. I'm
him.
Curious what John thinks. And when I've talked with John about Eli, John hasn't seemed nearly as bullish on Eli, certainly being a first ballot Hall of Famer, as some do out there, you know?
I wonder, do Giants fans even look at him as a bona fide Hall of Famer?
You know what? Giants fans probably, those two Super Bowls will create a lot of delusion. They will infect your brain with a lot of delusion Super Bowl rings. I hope to find that out someday. I would gladly have C.J. Stroud be a markedly average quarterback for his entire career and deliver us two Super Bowls to Houston than have him, you know, throw for 5,000 yards 10 years in a row, and then the furthest we get is an AFC title game.
Hey, when was the last time we did a segment about whether or not C.J. Stroud is on pace for the Hall of Fame? He's not anymore.
No, he's not.
I guess that's the other part of it. I know that, some people are confused or wondering, like, hey, Seth, how can you flip on Bobby Slowick this fast? The answer is simply that, for a couple reasons. One is that it's the one change you could make right now where you could go from being if it works out, if maybe the guy is already in the organization, you could stop being one of the worst offenses in the league over the last 6 weeks, mm-hmm. which they have been. Because are you going to get any worse than that? Probably not. And if you do, who cares? But the second is that, I had high hopes for Bobby Slowick. But as we said the entire offseason, he still hadn't proven that he was genuinely a good offensive coordinator yet. Offensive coordinators have to go through that same dynamic that rookie quarterbacks do, which is, hey, they've got a year of film on you. They're going to see what you can do. And so far, Bobby Slowick, every step along the way, hasn't done a single thing to back up or justify all of that praise and optimism that he created last year. So, and look, CJ ain't going anywhere. CJ's got that upside. We know it's there. He's still exhibiting it this year. He's just not operating the same way. He's not making the same, he's not as consistently accurate as he was. There's multiple reasons for that potentially, but at least one of them is if the entire operation around him was better, we'd have a better gauge for what CJ is doing and not doing well. But they're not helping him out in so many different facets and areas right now that I don't know. I just can't say that Bobby Slowick is the guy to figure it out for him.
Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thanksgiving Eve Wednesday. Keep texting in. Honeymoon is over moment for you this season with the Texans. Not saying you're out on them, but when did the mood turn for you? We're getting some good texts on that to the 5-Hour Energy fan line. We'll continue to mix those in. Seth and I tried to forecast the number of job openings that there will be at head coach in the NFL last week. I think there was one we were both counting on that, according to the owner now, might not be open. There might be an extension coming. You will not want to miss. I think you know who we're talking about. You will not want to miss this audio. That is coming up next.